A Yukon man is facing a trio of criminal code charges following an early morning drunken rampage at an Eastside Innisfail supportive living facility that resulted in an assault on a nurse, destroyed property and an injured Mountie. RCMP Corporal Troy Savinkov said in a Tuesday media release that at 3:45 a.m. on December 10, Innisfail RCMP responded to a report of a break and enter at Sunset Manor. Savinkov said police learned that a male smashed through the front entrance of Sunset Manor after earlier being turned away by staff. He took a park bench and smashed through the front entryway, Savinkov told the Alberton. Once he was in there, he broke a television, toppled a Christmas tree by physically turning it upside down, damaged three chairs by throwing them about, and caused a fairly significant amount of damage. Savinkov added the suspect then chased a staff member around and punched him and grabbed at the staff member and wrestled him. He said the nurse did not appear to have sustained serious injuries. Related: Yukon man charged by RCMP after violent Innisfail assault. Savinkov added an Innisfail RCMP police officer broke his ankle while responding to the mayhem at Sunset Manor. The member was rushing to the scene and lost footing and broke an ankle, said Savinkov, adding the police officer was treated at the scene by attending EMS personnel. He said the accused was ultimately apprehended, and was fairly cooperative once police arrived. Savinkov said no reason or explanation was given to the police as to why the suspect initially wanted to enter Sunset Manor at such an early morning hour, and then deciding to smash through the front entrance. It should be noted that impairment by drugs or alcohol are both in play with this file, said Savinkov. They're both contributing factors to the suspect's behavior. It is not known at this time the estimated dollar value of the damage that was done to Sunset Manor property. Kale Michon, 22, a resident of Dawson City, Yukon, has been charged with assault, break and enter, and mischief over $5,000. Michon was taken before a justice of the peace and released with his next court date set for January 12 at the Alberta Court of Justice in Red Deer.